Halfway through, right? These are God's instructions with regard to leprosy. Why do we need to spend a day, a class period, studying leprosy? Well, you got to know what it is, but why? It's in the Old Testament. It's in Leviticus. Yeah, it's brought in the New Testament. What did Jesus do with leprosy? Yeah, he healed people of leprosy. You hear about people later on that were lepers. Remember, was it Sennacherib that was out there and the lepers went out amongst the camp and they were gone? God had chased them away. They were scared and they had basically left all of their plunder. And the three lepers went out there and just feasted, gorged themselves and said, you know, we really need to tell all the literally starving people in Jerusalem about this. Right? And you're like, why are they outside the city? Well, this will tell you. Jesus cleansed lepers. Leprosy is also, like as Dory said, a type of sin. It pictures sin very well. It's horrible. Anyone know what leprosy was? And I will probably counter you because there's different opinions and I think it's not what some people say. Go ahead. It's what it is. There's leper colonies in India, stuff like that. So we know it's still
a flesh-eating disease, but a disease dissolves from the flesh from the inside out.
Okay. Yeah, it's a flesh-eating disease. Some people used to say that it was a loss. It was kind of like, what does Dr. Gober have? Neuropathy.
Yeah.
Some people think of it as like neuropathy, where you just lose your feeling and then you damage your appendages without knowing it. It cannot be that, because a house can have it. And as far as I know, your house is not moving around stubbing its toe. Right, so there's different opinions, but it's a flesh-eating disease, and apparently it's contagious, and it's nasty, because people would lose parts of their body as they fall off and stuff like that. Okay, I mean, ears, nose, hands, arms, all of that. It's just a slow death almost. Okay. God goes into detail about all these things. Again, my goal is not to overanalyze these. I just want to pick out things that seem to be highlights in each one of these. My goal is for you, neither you nor I, to be an expert in leprosy by the time we're done today. I just want us to be exposed to it so that if we ignored this, there were things that you will not understand later on in the scriptures. So we have to know what it means, okay? So let's go through here, and I'm going to read 100 miles an hour, and I'll just comment as we go. As you look here, just as it goes down, there's five different sets of tests for skin disease of some kind, okay? You'll be surprised at who they have to go to for this, okay? And let's just jump right in. Did we pray yet? We had not. Lord, bless our study. Lord, it can be tedious at times to study your word, but it's full of information. And maybe we don't need to know all the details in some form of memory, but Lord, to know what the Israelites were required to do with leprosy, and also to know that leprosy was among them, is horrible. And Lord, help us to understand that leprosy pictures sin horribly well, and how sin destroys and infects and ruins people's lives. The Old Testament, it destroyed their flesh, and Lord, they were unclean and unfit to be around. Help us to learn from this and to grow from it. We pray this in Jesus' name, amen. First set of tests for skin disease. This is the first, actually, eight verses, okay? How are we doing on time? All right. If I said 100 miles an hour, I lied. I meant 150 miles an hour, okay? And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, when a man has on the skin of his body a swelling, a scab, a bright spot, and I don't know how you want to mark stuff, but you might just want to highlight or underline, you know, the symptoms or whatever, right? And it becomes on the skin of his body like a leprous sore, apparently something that is spreading, you know, growing. Then it shall be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of the sons of his priests. Why are they bringing it to the priest? And if you want, you can circle priests or Aaron or sons, or because that'll show up over and over again. Why is the priest doing this? Hey, just up front, I'm just being honest. I'm glad I don't have to see all your sores as a pastor. I am happy. I'm good. I don't need it. Right? Why the priest? What did they function as? They were not medical doctors. They were not treating it. They were simply calling it clean or unclean. That's all they were doing. They were like what do they call this? The public people that do the, you know, like, what was that, Dory? Not triage, but the people that cordon people off in like epidemics and stuff like that. They're not the doctor so much that they're just saying, no, you have it, you're over here. Okay? Public health, and, you know, inspector or something like that almost. Okay, but they were the ones that had to know this stuff and see this stuff and respond to it. The priest, and again, if you want to circle, why is leprosy in the middle of Leviticus? Because Leviticus has everything to do with priests, because leprosy has everything to do with the priest. Okay, so you might just want to circle priests throughout. The priest shall examine the sore on the skin of the body. And if the hair on the sores has turned white, so the hair has turned white, and again, not significant, I'm just highlighting some of the symptoms. And the sore appears to be deeper than the skin of his body, it's not surface, it is a leprous sore. I'm not even sure it's just one disease, it almost makes it sound like there's multiple things within the family of skin disease here. Then the priest shall examine him and pronounce him unclean. Put a box around unclean or whatever. There's clean and unclean. You could probably box both of those as you go through here, because that's the issue. Are you clean or unclean? And by the way, if you want a good metaphor, we all are leprous with sin, right? It's just horrible. But if the bright spot is white on the skin of his body and does not appear to be deeper than the skin, tear is not turned white, then the priest shall isolate. So they looked at it, they examined it, and then if necessary, let's wait a few days. We'll isolate you and keep waiting to see how it progresses. They'll isolate one for 7 days, and the priest shall examine him on the seventh day, and indeed the sore appears to be as it was, and the sore is not spread on the skin. Then the priest shall isolate him another 7 days. Then the priest shall examine him again on the seventh day, and indeed if the sore is faded and the sore is not spread on the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. So this is what it is to be unclean. This is what it is to be a lot of time. Can you imagine being shut away for 7 days and then another 7 days? You talk about the longest 14 days of one's life. Because what happens if you are unclean? You talk about being anxious.
You used to do that for scarlet fever.
Yes. There are all kinds of things. Ebola they did, right? They put people away and stuff like that too. It's only a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab should at all spread over the skin after he has been seen by the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen by the priest again. So you're never out of the water, so to speak. And if the priest sees that the scab is indeed spread on the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy. And again, leprosy seems to be more of a general classification. It is some kind of infectious skin disease, spreading skin disease, rather than something inert that's not spreading. Okay? And again, does anybody know, because I didn't try to become an expert in leprosy, We have a little bit of it in the United States, but not. Is there a reason why it's more prevalent overseas? Does anyone know? Okay. Me neither. I just don't know, but it seems to be huge, like in India. Is it because of hygiene? Is it because of the water they have? Is it because of the makeup of the air, you know, or something? Or is it something in the air like a bug?
There is a cure for it, basically, if they catch it early enough. But it's not. They have to catch it. And if you can't go into a leper's colony and hand out this medication, all of a sudden they're better. If they get it to the point where it's going to start a problem.
Kind of like, I suppose, like a cancer. There's a point where you can't be cured from cancer usually. Okay, the second test, and again, this is all I'm doing is I'm just highlighting. Okay? There's one test that they look at it, they shut him up, wait 7 days. You know, they know if you're unclean, but they're not sure if they're clean. That seems to be the rub on number one. Number two here, verse 9, when the leper sores on a person, then he shall be brought to the priest. And the priest shall examine him, and if indeed the swelling on the skin is white, and it turned the hair white, there's a spot of raw flesh in the swelling. So this seems to be a different picture. It's not just the hair, there's raw in the middle of this sore. It is an old leprosy on the skin of his body. The priest shall pronounce him unclean and shall not isolate him, for he is unclean. Isolation is for the uncertain. Okay, they put, you know, what do they call it? Cordonia off, you know. Isolation ward or something for a while. Verse 12, and if the leprosy breaks out all over his skin, the leprosy covers all of the skin of the one who has the sore from his head to his foot, wherever the priest looks, then the priest shall consider. And indeed, if the leprosy has covered all his body, he shall pronounce him clean who has the sore. It is all turned white, he is clean. So somehow if it affects the entire body, it's something else. What is that called where your skin turns white? Not that you were born white, but it turns white. Michael Jackson said he had it.
Let it go, I think. Something like that. What a bee.
Yeah. Something like that. But that's what that you're on the right track. It's something that... Yeah. But when the raw flesh appears on him, he shall be unclean. And so here it's the raw flesh more than it's the color of his skin, see? And the priest shall examine the raw flesh and pronounce it to be unclean, for the raw flesh is unclean. It is leprosy. So it's a different kind of at least it looks different. Not all leprosy looks the same or responds the same, okay? Or if the raw flesh changes and turns white again, he shall come to the priest. The priest shall examine him. Indeed, if the sore is turned white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean who has the sore. So you have a sore. You can apparently appear to be leprous for a while, but if you come back, I don't know if they're saying they had leprosy and it healed on its own, or I guess it wasn't leprosy after all. Not really sure. It just gives you the chance to get back in. And you'll know what I mean by that in a sec here. Third set. Verse 18, this is skin disease in scars. I don't know if it involves, what is something on your skin that can more easily become cancerous?
Moles.
Okay, so you know, there's things like that that can happen. Look at it. If the body develops, this is verse 18, a boil in the skin and is healed, in the place of the boil there comes a white swelling or bright spot, reddish white, then it shall be shown to the priest. So red or white seems to be, you know, a flag. And if when a priest sees it, it indeed appears deeper than the skin and its hair turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprous sore which is broken out of the boil. Has anyone ever had a boil? I never have, but it's it's supposed to be absolutely miserable.
Yes. I don't
eat it
very good.
Yeah, it's Job was covered with boils. Yeah. It says he'll pronounce him unclean, leprous sore which has broken out of the boil. Verse 21, but if the priest examines it, and indeed there was no white hairs in it, and it is not deeper than the skin. So the color, the depth, the color of the hairs seem to be part. But as faded, then the priest shall isolate him 7 days. You're still not out of the woods. And if it should be at all spread over the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprous sore. But if the bright spot stays in one place and is not spread, it is a scar of the boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. I'm stopping in the middle here. Isn't it interesting that even the physical can make you unclean in the Old Testament economy? Nothing you really did. It's just your lot, your circumstance. Life is like that sometimes, where you didn't choose stuff, but it happens to you anyway, right? And so it affects you, and it maybe ruins your path, ruins your lifestyle, ruins your relationships, whatever, and you didn't do anything. But it's still part of that. It seems to kind of connect here. Fourth set of tests for skin disease and burns. I've told you about the burn that I had one time across my hand. Dad, do you remember in 1529 10th Avenue North, where the stove was? It was right as you went out the door to go down the entryway to go out to the carport. You come in from school, and you would always make sure the stove wasn't hot by slapping the burner. At least I used to. Till I had, and for whatever you could probably do it and go and do it, but it had never been hot before. Mom was canning that day, and it was not red hot, but it was red hot because I put my hand in, for some reason I left it, and then I had these rings. She also cooked my math book once, because it was always the shelf that you went out. So they charged us for the math book, and we had to turn it back in. So go figure. But it had nice rings of electric stove. Anyway. Ow! Right? That's like, if you ever burn yourself, it takes your breath away. You can't even, if you burn yourself deeply. Verse 24. If the body receives a burn on its skin by fire, and the raw flesh of the burn becomes a bright spot, reddish white or white. And again, color seemed to be an issue. Then the priest shall examine it. Indeed, if the hair of the bright spot is turned white and it appears to be deeper than the skin, it's leprosy and brought out. So red or white color, deeper than skin, skin deep, and if, what is it? And the color again. Therefore, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprous sore, but if the priest examines it, and indeed there is no white hairs in the bright spot that's not deeper than the skin, but is faded, then the priest shall isolate him 7 days, and the priest shall examine him on the seventh day. If it has at all spread over the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprous sore. But if the bright spot stays in one place and is not spread on the skin, but is faded and is swelling from the burn, the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is scarred from the burn. Okay? Some of you are marking these. Isn't it amazing all the things that recur, right? Number five, fifth, the test of skin disease in scalps and beards. I have a scalp. I can't really grow a good beard. Still applies, right? Verse 29, if a man or a woman has a sore in the head or the beard, okay, men and women, okay, then the priest shall examine the sore, and indeed if it appears deeper than the skin and there's in it thin yellow hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a scaly leprosy. Notice there's a different kind of leprosy of the head or beard. But if the priest examines the scaly sore, is anyone going to be hungry for lunch? Because this is like, ugh, you know. And indeed, it does not appear deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall isolate the one who has the scale 7 days. And on the seventh day, the priest shall examine the sore, and indeed the scale is not spread. There is no yellow hair in it. The scale does not appear deeper than the skin. He shall shave himself, but this scale he shall not shave, and the priest shall isolate the one who has scale another 7 days. The seventh day, the priest shall examine the scale. Indeed, if the scale is not spread over the skin and does not appear to be deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. He shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scale should at all spread over the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall examine him. And indeed, if the scale is spread over the skin, the priest need not seek for yellow hair. He is unclean. But if the scale appears to be at a standstill, and there's black hair grown up in it, the scale has healed, he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Again, I'm not getting bogged down in all the details, but it, you know, there's the, I don't know if I'm clean or not. The priest has to make that determination. Verses 38 and 39, if a man or woman has bright spots in the skin of the body, specifically white bright spots, then the priest shall look, and indeed if the bright spots of the skin on the skin are dull white, it is a white spot that grows on the skin. He is clean. Now, skin disease and baldness, really? Insult to injury, right? For us that are losing our hair. As for the man whose hair has fallen from his head, he is bald. Well, thank you. Let's memorize that so I don't forget it. But he is clean. A baldness is not sickness. Say that 7 times slowly. Baldness is not sickness. He whose hair has fallen from his forehead, he is bald on the forehead. Good to know. But he is clean. And there is on the bald head or bald forehead a reddish white sore. Now, you know, we get sunburned a lot. That's not what it's talking about, right? It is leprosy breaking out in his bald head or his bald forehead. Then the priest shall examine it. Indeed, if the swelling of the sore is reddish white in his bald head or in his bald forehead, and the appearance of leprosy in the skin of the body, he is a leprous man, he is unclean. The priest shall surely pronounce him unclean. His sore is on his head. So you can have it all over. Okay? How do you handle people? This is the bottom of your notes here. Now the leper on whom the sore is, his clothes shall be torn. But I just bought on purpose. It's a visible sign. And his head bare. So you have to shave your head. If you're bald, hey, we just saved you some time. All right? And he shall cover his mustache. Why? The infectious nature potentially of the leprosy. You cover it with your hand or a cloth so that you're not spreading germs. They didn't have those things you put around your face, you know, the right? And this, look at what he has to do. It's infectious enough that what do you have to do if you're declared unclean? You have to go around and let people know so that they don't come near you. What a horrible existence. He shall be unclean. All the days that he has the sore shall be unclean. He is unclean and he shall dwell alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. What does leprosy mean to you as a husband, as a wife, as a mother, as a father, as a child? You are ejected from your home. Who are your friends from here on out? Other lepers. And that's all. That's why those lepers, that those three lepers that I told you about, that they went out and God had scared them away, and all of this food was there, and they were eating it. They were outside the camp because they were not allowed in the city because they were lepers. And guess what? They ended up being the heroes because they went back and told everyone, there's food. Right. So if you're a leper, you're kicked out of the house, and it's not a choice of the family. It's God saying you're out of the house. Now, doesn't that picture sin too? Doesn't it break family relationships? Doesn't sin ruin things? And then guess what? If you are not cleansed of your sin, who are your pals? Other people, if you're, we're talking about sin now, other people that will are no better than you and can't help you at all, right? Okay. I'm going to read all of what's on page 2. Just so you know, I took a whole section out from your notes. I'm not going to read that section. I'll tell you what's missing, though. Aren't I special? All right. Yeah, I wasn't looking for amen on that. So. Treating mildew in clothing and personal items. Wow. Wow. Big deal, right? Also, if a garment has a leprous plague in it. Now, they call it mildew in one of the commentaries I'm using. they call it, the Bible calls it what? Leprosy. So whether or not it's mildew or not, but this stuff can not only affect and infect your body, but it also can affect and infect your clothing, your belongings, and yes, your house. Also, if a garment has a leprous plague in it, whether it is woolen garment or a linen garment, like I said, it's not neuropathy where it's just you can't feel it and you're injuring yourself and you don't know it, because a garment doesn't do that. Okay? Whether it is in the warp or woof of linen or wool, whether in the leather or anything made of leather, and the plague is greenish or reddish. Now, the colors are different. In the garment or in the leather, whether the warp or the woof or anything made of leather, it is a leprous plague and shall be shown to the priest. I'm not sure that I'd like to be a doctor at a clinic for the same reason I wouldn't want to be a priest for the same reason. Because, like, hey, is this infectious? Right? Every night I go home, you're not kidding, I'd want to cleanse. Right? The priest shall examine the plague and isolate that which has the plague 7 days, and he shall examine the plague on the seventh day. By the way, to us, clothes are no big deal, right? Clothes are like inheritable objects back then, right? Everything was made by hand. You know, in the Middle Ages even, you know, the oldest son got the dad's clothes. You know? Maybe the second oldest son had to wash them. I don't know. But if the plague is spread in the garment, either the warp or the woof, in the leather or anything made of leather, the plague is an active leprosy. It is unclean. He shall therefore burn the garment in which is the plague, whether warp or woof, wool or linen, or anything in the leather, for it is active leprosy. The garment shall be burned in the fire. Why do they burn it? You don't want it to spread either, right? And if it's in your garment, is it the same stuff that can spread to your skin? Oh, man. Yeah, this is worse than algae. Okay. Verse 53, but if the priest examines it, and indeed the plague is not spread in the garment, either in the warp or woof or anything made of leather, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing in which is the plague, and he shall isolate it in another 7 days. So they go through all this. We're like, just throw it away. And it's like, you have no idea what you're talking about, because they would have to weave it and sew it together. You know, you just didn't throw clothes away or burn them. You know, so they would spend up to 14 days seeing if it was infected or not. Leather, that's pretty hard to come by. Right? You can't grow leather like a plant. You kill an animal to get leather, right? It's not like you can just turn around and kill another animal easily without losing something of value. Verse 55, then the priest shall examine the plague after it's been washed. And indeed, the plague has not changed its color, though the plague is not spread, it is unclean. If it's still the same color, it's still considered the plague. And you shall burn it with fire. It continues eating away, whether the damage is outside or inside. If the priest examines it, indeed the plague has faded after washing, then he shall tear it out of the garment, whether out of the warp or woof, out of the leather. But if it appears again in the garment, either the warp or woof or anything made of leather, it is a spreading plague. You shall burn with fire that in which is the plague. And if you wash the garment, either warp or woof or whatever is made of leather, if the plague has disappeared from it, then it shall be washed a second time and it shall be clean. This is the law of the leprous plague in a garment of wool or linen, either in the warp or woof or anything made of leather, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. I'm looking at my back page here. Am I grossing you out, Revan? Okay. If you have leprosy in your house, that's not what we're going to cover today. But you'd have to. I'll talk about it after the cleansing of the people. Let me read, because I'm getting ahead of myself here. Okay? This is the next section. It's all of this. I'm just going to read it again in rapid fire, and I'll comment as needed, okay? Chapter 14, verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "This shall be the law of the leopard for the day of his cleansing." So this is, there's opportunity to be cleansed. And again, I don't know if it's misdiagnosed or something that your body eventually overcomes for some people. You know, is it something that you can be infected with and eventually your body fights it off? It potentially so, or is it a misdiagnosis? Because they go through a lot of trouble to decide whether it's clean or not. But it seems like you can be healed from it, but not necessarily a guarantee of that. And until then, you're outside the camp. And you have to cover your mouth and, you know, tear your clothes. This shall be the law of the leper on the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought to the priest, and the priest, good old priest again. And the priest shall go out of the camp, and the priest shall examine him. And indeed, if the leprosy is healed in the leper, then the priest shall command to take him who is being cleansed, two living and clean birds, cedarwood and scarlet and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, the cedarwood and the scarlet and the hyssop, and dip them in the and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle it seven times on him who is to be cleansed from the leprosy and pronounce him clean. He's not making him clean. He's ceremonially cleaning him. Okay, he's not healing his leprosy here. It's already healed. And shall let the living bird loose in the open field. He who is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water that he may be clean. After that, he shall come into the camp. By the way, what made me think of the priest goes outside the camp to the leper. What a beautiful picture of evangelism. Right? And by the way, you're around people that you don't like to be around. In the world, but not of it, though, right? He shall stay outside his tent 7 days. So there's a gradual re-entering. So he's outside the tent, but he's inside the camp. On the seventh day, he shall shave all the hair off his head, if you will, again, okay, and his beard and his eyebrows, and his hair, all his hair he'll shave off. And again, it seems to be a cleanliness thing to make sure you're completely clean. And he shall wash his clothes and wash his body in water, and he shall be clean. And on the eighth day, he shall take two male lambs without blemish, one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour with oil, grain offering, one log of oil. Then the priest who makes him clean shall present the man who is to be made clean in those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. By the way, you couldn't go in the tabernacle either when you were a leper. So this is like a privilege thing, you know. And the priest shall take one male lamb and offer it as a trespass offering, making up for sins. That's what a trespass offering was, paying back. And the log of oil, and wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. Then he shall kill the lamb in the place where he kills the sin offering and the burnt offering in a holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest, so is the trespass offering. It is to be most holy. The priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed. It's not like the priest. They cleanse the priest this way. Remember, they sanctify the priest, put blood on their ears and stuff? On the thumb of his right hand and the toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour into the palm of his own left hand. Then the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in the left hand and shall sprinkle some of the oil with his finger 7 times before the Lord. And of the rest of the oil in his hand, the priest shall put some on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, the big toe, right foot, blood of the on the blood of the trespass offering. So he's putting the oil over the blood. The rest of the oil that is in the priest's hands, he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed, the bald head, right, he shaved that. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord. So again, leprosy is seen as sin, as a in a very real way. Okay? Then the priest shall, and it doesn't mean that you sinned and got leprosy. It just means you're a sinner, right? And you're acknowledging that as a leper. The priest shall offer the sin offering and make atonement for him as to be cleansed from his uncleanness. Afterward, he shall kill the burnt offering. And then the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the grain offering on the altar. So the priest shall make an atonement for him, and he shall be clean. But if he is poor and he cannot afford it, then he shall take one male lamb as a trespass offering to be waived to make an atonement for him. 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, a log of oil, and 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, such as he is able to afford. One shall be a sin offering and the other a burnt offering. And he shall bring them to the priest on the 8th day for his cleansing, to the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord. And the priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering of the log of oil. The priest shall wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. Then he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering and put it on the tip of his right ear, who is to be cleansed, the thumb of his right hand and the big toe of his right foot. And the priest shall pour some of the oil into the palm of his own left hand. And the priest shall sprinkle his right with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand 7 times before the Lord. And the priest shall put some of the oil that is in his hand on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, on the thumb of the right hand, on the big toe, right foot, place for the blood. I'm skipping a little bit. The rest of the oil that is on the priest's hand, he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed to make an atonement for him before the Lord. And he shall offer one of the turtle doves or young pigeons, such as he can afford, such as he is able to afford, the one as a sin offering, the other as a burnt offering with the grain offering. So the priest shall make an atonement for him who is to be cleansed before the Lord. This is the law for the one who has a leprous sore and cannot afford the usual cleansing. Listen, we're still good on time. This so pictures sin. Here's people that hadn't done anything particular. They just were infected by a physical ailment, a skin disease of some kind. There's, they are sinners in their own right. Yes, all of us are. We've also inherited sin, right? That imputed sin of Adam, and we inherited our sinfulness from our parents. So all of that is true, and it pictures leprosy. Leprosy has to be the most realistic, humbling point of time for anyone in all of creation to realize your sinfulness in the state of unacceptability before God. And all of it is that I've been sick, but I am a sinner is the what you're acknowledging through all this. Okay? You're not acknowledging that you've been sick. You're acknowledging that you are a sinner, that you violated God's laws and all of that. Again, is everyone that has leprosy done something sinful to get the leprosy? No. It just is acknowledging still that you are a sinner, and that's your root issue. Even when you think of physical ailments, is that a person's biggest issue? I mean, you just got clean from a skin-eating, flesh-eating disorder. You know what your biggest issue is? It's still sin. Your biggest, I don't care what kind of disease you can get, what kind of terminal illness you can obtain, your biggest issue is still your sin before the Lord. I'll just summarize the house. They do the same thing with the house. They go in, they scrape it, they close it up for 7 days, come back. They can tear stuff out and redo it. If it comes back again, they tear the house down. And I believe they burn it. So they have to actually haul it all away and burn it. So, to an unclean place. There's a couple of verses at the very end that I left. It's a summary. It's a summary of the leprosy law. This is the law for any leprous, sore, and scale. So, again, leprous seems to be kind of infectious, almost like generic more than particular. For the leprosy of a garment and for a house, for a swelling and a scab and a bright spot, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy. Again, I know I'm mixing metaphors, but they need to know what's infectious and non-infectious, but also to, isn't that what we are called to do as believers with regard to sin? We are called to discernment, to know what is good and evil. Philippians 4, 8 and 9 talks about, my brain just stopped. I know where Philippians is still, so I'll get there. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are... By the way, as I read these, thank you, Jim. If there is whatever things are true, what does that mean exists? Whatever things are noble, ignoble or, you know, bad. Whatever things are just, unjust, right, or unrighteous. Whatever things are pure, that means there are things that are impure. Whatever things are lovely, that means things are unlovely. Whatever things are of good report, that means there are things that are not of good report. If there is anything such as virtue, I'm paraphrasing that, and if there's anything that is considered praiseworthy, then you need to think on those things. And if there is good, that means there's evil, and you need to focus on what is good and not what's on evil. And we are commanded to do this. God wants to be the God of our minds and our actions. But all of our actions start in the mind. Okay? So God wants us to be able to discern between good and evil, what is clean and unclean in a spiritual sense today. And I believe that's a very legitimate application as you see what the Bible talks about in the New Testament. Questions or comments? Well, can I give you one short answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cancer is not infectious. Leprosy is.
Oh, it is.
Highly infectious, so they got kicked out of their house and outside of the camp. So in that sense, it's worse. Cancer, you know, I suppose it depends on if it's found early and things like that too, but we have a lot of medical things today. Next week we're actually gonna skip. I might summarize chapter 15 very over. It's kind of bodily discharges right before dinner, but it's in here on purpose, right? But I'm not gonna spend a lesson on it. I might spend. Listen. Stick with me, will you? I'll probably spend 10 minutes on it, but I don't expect the rest of the class to cover it. But I want you to know it's there. And I would encourage you to at least read it this week, the 33 verses of Leviticus 15. I am going to cover next week the Day of Atonement. Okay? And then we are going to talk about the sanctity of blood, probably the following. There's also laws on sexual morality that we will get into. I'll probably do it in a way that kids can understand it too, but I don't want to skip over something that our entire government is fighting against now. You know, same-sex marriage. Can you marry an animal? Can you marry your daughter? You know, can you marry your father? That kind of stuff is all addressed there. We'll do it at a high altitude. But we need to address that, right? If you don't hear it in church, where will you hear that? You won't hear it from the government anymore. Okay? So anyway, we got a couple weeks before we hit that. So, the next week, primarily the Day of Atonement. Very big deal. And you have to understand the Day of Atonement to get to the through the book of Hebrews and other things. So, all right, let's pray. Thank you for your patience and your endurance to sound doctrine and the book of Leviticus. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for the privilege of studying your word. And Lord, forgive us for not spending more time in Leviticus. Lord, I think it would make more, the rest of the Bible make more sense. Thank you for saving us from our leprosy, our sin that left us broken in relationship with you. And thank you for those priests that came out. And even though priests could not heal, Lord, they could pronounce people clean because of what you had done in somebody's body. And Lord, may we share the gospel with people knowing that we were rescued from the leper colony of sin. And Lord, help us to also remember how utterly horrible and destructive sin is, just like leprosy is. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.